It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Douglas County has found Devin Erickson guilty of murder and other charges for his role in a Highlands Ranch school shooting in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry reports Erickson will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
We, the jury, unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt, find the defendant, Devin Michael Erickson, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
The mandatory sentence for first-degree murder is life in prison without the possibility of parole. Erickson, who is now 20, brought a loaded gun into a literature classroom 2 years ago and told everyone to not move. He was tackled by several students, and he fired the gun several times, killing Kendrick Castillo and injuring others. His co-defendant, Alec McKinney, already pleaded guilty for his role in the shooting last year. Erickson's sentencing hearing is in September. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
We'll hear more about the trial and yesterday's verdict later this morning. President Joe Biden's pick for the next U.S. ambassador to Mexico has deep roots in Colorado's San Luis Valley. Ken Salazar is a former Interior Secretary, U.S. Senator, and Colorado Attorney General. Senator Michael Bennett, who took over Salazar's Senate seat, says Salazar is a terrific choice.
Ken Salazar would bring to it a level of integrity and work ethic and experience and reputation. You know, the Mexican government would know how seriously Joe Biden is taking that relationship.
Salazar's nomination must be confirmed by the Senate. Health officials are putting a more intense spotlight on a variant strain of coronavirus. On Tuesday, the CDC called the Delta variant concerning. It was first identified in India and has shown increased transmissibility. The variant first identified in India has turned up in 17 counties in Colorado. Dozens of law enforcement agencies are trying to crack down on street racing in Metro Denver. Colorado State Patrol issued 135 citations and made two arrests in one night last month. A street race in Lone Tree had as many as 500 participants.